True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5 o'clock every day. Everyone gathers around the radio or the Odyssey app. Light a fire, you know, in the fireplace. Call the kids in because it's fine. It's time for everybody's favorite time during the show. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So speaking of that, I got someone DM'd me over the weekend that they were driving next to someone who had their windows down, was ripping a heater, and was yelling, yeah, top five at five.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, there's no way. He's like, dude, I swear.
Like, just, wow.
Yeah, we're making our rounds.
We're cooking. Five and five. I like
a heater.
Ripping a heater. Ike likes that one.
That's what you did in the hallway on Thursday, right?
What?
You ripped the heater?
No, that was
different heater?
Out the other end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So half your day is the five people at WIP that I need to know are going to be okay. Number five is Hugh Douglas after that first pitch. It was not great. It was an old worm burner, as he used to call back in the day. And I hope his shoulder's okay. Hugh, earlier, after his poor first pitch, addressed the topic on the midday show.
That was bad. I knew when that left my hand, I was like, yeah, this is
significantly worse than the one.
Yeah,
it
definitely, because number one, that's a hard motion to replicate when you're not ready. Like, much respect to pitchers, even though a lot of people might not feel like I have a whole lot of respect for baseball players, I do. Especially, you know, the hitters and the pitchers. That's a hard motion to replicate, man.
Excuse maker Douglas has arrived.
And I had a, you know what? I knew when it left my hands, like, oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
You know, he was also, did you watch the video, Jack? He was warming up in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, he was almost like a golfer. He was doing like the practice throw.
He's working on trunk rotation.
Yeah. He was
working on trunk rotation.
It was not great from Hugh.
Yeah, not a good day for former football players trying to throw the baseball. I mean,
did something else happen, or is it just you?
No, just not a good day for you.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like a former NFL player first.
No, he's representing all the guys today, and yeah, a little disappointed in that one.
You have to wonder if, you know, given how weak that pitch was, how many, I don't know, like push-ups an arm like that could do in a day. Certainly fewer than 250, one would imagine.
Not totally surprising, though.
No.
Because Hugh is a football player. That's different than being an athlete.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, athletes can have the ability to play other sports.
Right. And Hugh is
basketball, baseball, might play golf. You know, just Hugh is strictly a football player.
Mm.
Like, I'm no big dog. You don't want to see him on a basketball court either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't want to see him shooting a ball or anything of that nature. He's a defensive end. He's a linebacker.
Yeah. Wow. Certainly not a pitcher. I can confirm you that, after seeing that.
The fourth person.
That was meant to try to help Hughes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it did.
What about Richie? No, Richie's an athlete. He played basketball in high school.
Did Richie play basketball in high school?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, baseball, he
hates baseball. Well, he hated
No, he
base.
Loves baseball now, but when he first got here, had almost no understanding of baseball.
Oh, he didn't play baseball.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
I thought everybody played in the Little League.
No. Nah, not him.
The fourth person in WIP that I need to know is going to be okay is Spike and this whole house situation.
It's a lot. I have a lot going on.
I know. Like, how are you holding up? I mean,
not doing well. I told Jack earlier today that he's like, I'm going to be going through it for the next 6 weeks. And hopefully on the other side of this, I'm a little better. You know, between, you know, buying a house on one end, selling a house on the other end. And then the number of contractors, from the guy doing the kitchen, the floors, the paint, fence, surveyor for the fence, what else? Foundation, HVAC, electrician.
Yeah. Would you buy fix me up
house? No, it's just we're trying to do everything. We're just trying to do everything before we move in.
Okay.
And you know, yeah, everybody's great. But I'm trying to manage it is basically a job. You know,
breaking news.
A big win for Elliott Shore Parks, baby. The Eagles have signed
Azeez Ojulari.
Azeez Ojulari.
Whoa! There you go.
Right under the wire.
Oh, man.
Insider of the year.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
One year, $4 million.
Wow.
Right where we needed him to be. Elliott Shore Parks, what a win for you, pal.
Now, who reported it? It wasn't Elliott, was it?
Yeah, Shefty.
Well, it's Fowler first.
Okay.
Fowler first? Oh, yeah, you're right. Fowler first.
And then Shefty.
Wow. So, you know, we'll have to see how the voting goes on Tuesday night, but how do we feel about this and Elliott's Insider of the Year, you know, candidacy?
I feel great.
Really?
I think it's a big win for him.
It is a big win for him.
Shows he may know something, which is big for him because a lot of people say he knows nothing.
Right. And he had Azeez Ojulari when nobody else did.
He did.
Wow.
Including the majority of the league.
No, come on.
Well, listen, we're talking about insider status. We're not talking about
about the caliber of player we picked
I think he's a pretty good player, actually. But
yeah, 1 year is $4 million.
Yeah, well, pretty good, I said. I didn't say really.
How many void years?
This is good. This is good for Elliott.
No, it's big for Elliott.
It's big time. I'm happy this happened too because I need Elliott to win this.
So, I mean, do you think this puts him in the lead?
I mean, we're going to break it down at 3 tomorrow with Elliott, right?
Oh,
I mean,
right.
You want to call him at 5:30?
Yes.
You want to call him at 5:30?
I think I do. Okay. I want to call him at 5:30, yeah. Wow, that is big.
Yeah, we don't want to wait till tomorrow to talk to him about it. Yeah, he may as well talk about it.
Yeah, at 5:30.
Why it's a good move and why because I need to be updated on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Elliott.
That is very, very big. Wow. McManus must be sweating somewhere.
He should be.
Yeah, he should
be. He thought he had it wrapped up.
He did with the Becton thing.
he thought he Vince Carter, it's over thing.
Wow. What a big moment for Elliott Shore Parks.
Yes.
Got to feel good for him.
Yeah. Okay. What a winner. All right, back to the top five?
Yes.
All right. So the third person WIP I need to know is going to be okay.
By the way, I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be okay. I know, but you said to me like, it's going to be a long 6 weeks.
Yes.
I'm going to be a bad guy.
Yes.
You didn't say bad guy, but you assumed.
I'm an intense guy anyway,
sure.
And this is making me more intense.
Yeah, I know, which is great for everyone involved.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best, man.
All right, number three is John Johnson, who I wonder if he has memory loss. So if you guys know, it's peanut butter week, which John announced on his show this morning.
It dawned on me, one of my all-time favorite foods? I guess, yeah, it's a food. I've never had a week dedicated towards it. And this is an item that I like so much that you could put it on basically anything, and I imagine I will still like it. But we will find out this week. So our theme this week is peanut butter week. All the different items that you can have with peanut butter.
Which sounds like a great idea for snack of the night.
Yeah.
If he hadn't just done it in September. Listen to the audio.
Oh, no.
It is a brand new week. We have 5 days together, and I have a theme. Our theme this week, and I'm actually going to tell you the theme. I'm not going to wait. It's peanut butter week.
Wait a minute.
Oh, if you have an allergy, I'm sorry. But if you don't, it is, I think, peanut butter. I love mint. I love certain, you know, I like chocolate in general. But you could mix, infuse peanut butter into anything, and I will probably love it.
Does John Johnson have memory loss? Because he just did Peanut Butter Week in September.
In September. And by the way, he was wondering there. He goes, peanut butter, a food? Yes, it's a food. Peanut butter's food? What the hell else is it?
Yeah, it's food. What? It's March.
Yeah.
That was September.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying, why he's memory loss. Because he's doing Peanut Butter Week now.
And he just did it in September.
And he said in the setup for Peanut Butter Week now is I've never done Peanut Butter Week.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that part.
He okay. just did Peanut Butter Week.
Gotcha. It's September.
It's right. September.
What? Right. I didn't hear that I've never done it part.
Yeah, before. Yeah. This guy just thinks no one's paying attention. We're paying attention.
Yeah, you are, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike Angelina's locked in on Peanut Butter Week. So the second person at WIP that I need to know is going to be okay. Now, this was what I wrote down before the Aziz Ojulari thing. So I wrote down Elliot when we give Insider of the Year to McManus, but that's back on the table.
Yeah, Elliot could win this.
Elliot could easily win this.
Elliot could win this. Elliot could win this.
So I guess my change of answer on the fly is, are we going to be okay? It was announced today, Joe Wechter is retiring.
Yes.
Love Joe Wechter.
Love Joe.
Absolutely love
Legend.
Joe. So we'll miss him. We'll
yes, absolutely. Wait, what is that? Oh, he's number one?
Well, he's number two.
Okay.
I changed it on the fly because I was going to
put Elliot
there.
Okay.
But the number one person at WIP that I need to know is going to be okay, an emphasis on P, is Kyle Quinn, who laid this story out from over the weekend and his situation at home.
Mine's more of a, this is a pre-travel story. And let me just be perfectly clear to preface this. You guys are very lucky that I have no shame whatsoever.
Wait a minute, hold up. Is this story? Hey.
I should not be sharing this.
No, I don't think you should be sharing this story. If this is a story, I think you, dog, reconsider. Recent letter, mature on the subject.
Cat's out of the bag now. We're on the radio. The people deserve to know.
Don't do it, dog. Don't do it.
No shame whatsoever over here. So I'll just start by saying this. I wet the bed Saturday night.
Oh, Kyle, what are you doing?
But it wasn't, I didn't wet the bed in your traditional wet the bed way. Like,
whoa.
You know, I didn't wet my pants in bed. I opted out of bathroom use, I should say, in the middle of the night. This was kind of, I guess, what we should call a sleepwalking
incident.
Situation.
Okay.
Incident, yeah.
What?
So I basically used my bed as a toilet.
This boy used
in the middle of the night.
This is a shame. This
at the edge of it,
shame.
While my girlfriend slept unknowingly right next to it.
So what makes this a great travel story is you had to immediately leave to catch the flight.
I had to leave in the morning. So. Now, I did my part, and I stripped the...
Wait a minute.
Yep.
What the hell is going on with him?
Wait a minute. He got up and almost used the bed like as a urinal?
No, he just laid there and peed in the bed.
Yeah. But okay. But he claimed sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he said it wasn't your typical wet the bed type story. It actually sounds exactly like your typical
wet
the bed.
It does sound like, unless he stood up.
That's my question. It sounds like maybe he stood up and thought the bed was the bathroom. Like, what is the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what he did.
Because he says he was sleepwalking and it wasn't your typical wet the bed thing. So to me, he is painting the picture of a man who stood up and thought he was standing in front of the toilet.
The urinal. Actually, that makes sense. I think that, he said he used it as a toilet.
Yeah.
His poor girlfriend.
That makes more sense than just laying in the bed.
People. Yeah, I mean, both of them are a problem.
Now, what that also tells me is I don't know if he was really sleepwalking. What was he doing that night?
Well, he said he'd been in worse states drinking-wise. So it wasn't, maybe not that, but I don't know.
I don't know about that. I've had that issue in the past.
Oh, listen, yeah, when you're in college.
Well, I'm talking about if you've been drinking, you get up and you go to the bathroom and you're in a corner somewhere.
Exactly.
Renee's yelling at you, what the bleep are you doing? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never had
that's happened. Well,
come on.
What?
Would you live a little in college? What'd you do? Were you
I'm
the
not
radio
just
station?
Saying, I've never done it. I'm not shaming.
Well, no, I'm not. Yeah, it's happened. I'm sure there's plenty of guys out there that probably thought they were in a bathroom or were in a, a corner or somewhere.
I just feel bad for Kyle's girlfriend. And then to just get up in the morning and leave straight to the airport, probably not even clean it up.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, he didn't do that either?
Well, he says he stripped the bed, but who knows?
Well, I mean, strip the bed. I mean, if you're, you might have to get rid of the mattress.
I guess.
Well, there's only sheets there. It's not like he was covered it in plastic wrap or something.
That's true. We're not getting rid of the mattress.
Well, You can put it outside, air it out. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I peed in the bed.
Cut that.
It's at least 40 years.
This hour is sponsored by Kaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Kaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-KAIDA or visit goguida.com.
He confirmed he did stand up and pee.
There you
go. Oh, that's what it was.
That is awful.
He didn't sit down and pee.
Yeah.
His poor girlfriend.
Yeah. By the way, you did mention Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter's retiring last day is Thursday. You know, Wechter has been a part of WIP every minute that we've been a part of WIP. It would be weird to not see him here.
Yes.
Just to sit in the middle, forgetting about the current morning show, to sit in the middle of the previous, that morning show, when I first started at WIP, I would get here at 6:30 in the morning. So I got to visualize. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The amount of yelling and yelling and yelling. And Wechter would just sit there in the middle of it like a rock, you know, and get everybody through it.
So. Yeah. Joe Wechter, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's part of that great crew from the morning with Al and Rhea, obviously still here, but with Angelo, that whole morning team.
Psychotic.
They were all a part of it.
Yep.
And you know, and I'm sure you can appreciate this. Considering you're a former program director, brand manager,
mm-hmm.
you know, Joe Wechter didn't look to be on the microphone.
No, zero.
You know, he wasn't out there trying to give takes and,
nope.
you know, he wasn't trying to establish his brand and all of those things.
Like some
you know,
people we
Joe
know.
Joe Wechter was a true soldier back there as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rock
yep.
for that morning show. Now every producer that works here now is a personality.
Yeah, well, he paved the way by staying quiet.
Yeah.
Remember, Spike used to have a, no producers on the air?
No, that was an Andy rule.
Was that an Andy thing?
Yeah, I was okay with producers on the air.
Oh.
Now I came in and got a bunch of new producers, but... But no, I was okay with producers.
Yeah, the whole no producers on the air.
That was an Andy rule. Andy didn't want, because remember, Jamie used to have to talk with the computer voice?
Yes.
Turtle didn't talk.
Yes, Turtle didn't, no. Yeah. Turtle was too afraid to talk.
Yeah. That was a good thing for everyone involved.
And the other thing, that when you go back and you think about the morning show.
That's where Silent Bro came in.
There you go.
The whole Silent Bro thing came in.
When you go back and you think about the great moments on the morning show, everybody on that show, very talented, obviously, but you'll never know how many funny lines you heard
right.
that were Joe Wechter saying the line into somebody's ear. And them saying
mostly
the line.
Jonesy's ear.
Yeah, well, Jonesy, yes. Jonesy benefited from that quite a bit.
He got Jonesy the president of the Flyers.
Yes. Jonesy should hire Wechter just to put a thing in his ear and be able to talk for him during meetings.
Yeah.
Just, you know, one-liners or whatever.
Well, congratulations, Joe.
Yes.
On a long career. Was
yeah.
it 35 years? What was it?
38.
38 years?
He was here before it was sports.
Man.
Yeah.
Joe Wechter.
215-592-9494. T in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, T?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
How y'all doing?
What's up, T?
What up, T?
What's up? I'm just sitting here listening, and how we and everybody talking about how the Eagles defense and everything is going to be right or whatever. But if you really look at the young people that we got, because, like, I know football, and, like, you know, how we just got the safety that Georgia just had from the championship. I forgot his name, like Sine or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Lewis Sine.
Yeah, he got drafted. So he already tucked him away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got him already tucked away. You got Sidney Brown safety, then you got Blankenship for the safeties, right? Then you got Eli Ricks, and you got Ringo, right? You mm-hmm. know Ringo and Eli Ricks was the number one and two high school players coming out of high school? It was one and two, like out of high school going into college.
Mm-hmm.
So we got them on our team. Plus we got Cooper and we got Mitchell. So that's our corners right there. And then we got the little boy for Giants. Then our linebackers, we got Bond, and we got the young Trot, and we got Nakobe coming off off the injury. Plus we got Ben Summerin, right? Ben
Summerin. That's right. Man.
Oh yeah.
About Ben.
Yeah. BVS.
So we got them linebackers, and then on the D line we got Jalen Carter, Davis. Oh, at one point, do y'all remember when Booker was playing ball?
I do.
Okay, so Booker was playing ball, right?
D tackle.
Remember that Ojomo, yep. right? Ojomo played ball too, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's four people right there on the D line in the middle that we got, right? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got two young dogs at the end. They hype. They like brothers right now. They done got a relationship that's crazy right now, and they young dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jalen Hunt, and we got
Nolan Smith.
Edge, right.
Yep.
Okay. And then we just got these two dudes that we just got off. How he just got right now off the free agency.
Yep. Ojulari.
Yeah,
and Josh Uche, who was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
It don't matter. We got him.
Well, yeah. So, T, all you're doing now is naming players. That doesn't mean that they're good. You're just naming guys.
Only thing I'm doing is telling you that we will be okay. We got all them spots basically filled. Now, I don't want you to try to make it seem like a bad thing because we're trying to be good in Philly. Like, we won a Super Bowl. Don't try to find little things. People are going to call up to the radio station regardless, Spike, regardless. If you say good or bad about the Eagles, we're going to call up. So you don't got to, like, say bad stuff. So
all right, T, nobody said bad stuff. I asked a question. T, I'm going
to
give you the opportunity of a lifetime. So we're going to make pretend it's 2 o'clock, and it is the Ike, T, and Fritz show. And the mic opens up, and there is T. He is going to give you your topic for the day about the Eagles. So here it is, and it's 94 WISP. It's Ike, T, and Fritz. Ba-na-na-na-na. Go.
What is you talking about, buddy?
No, it's your show. So I didn't say anything negative. I just asked a question about the Eagles next year because we talk about the Eagles all the time.
I was just breaking it down, and then you like, well, like you just straight jumped in like, oh, well. You, I mean, like, come on, like. Can't you just accept that? I just broke that down.
You didn't break it down. All you did, T, here's what you did. You listed the players who are on the Eagles roster. That does not mean that they are good as the players that left, or they would have been playing last. Or now I get to talk. Or they would have been playing over those guys last year, right? So you're so sure about Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari. Tell me how many times you've watched Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari.
Look, I'm sorry. I was waiting for what you just said. You just said I was waiting. Listen, DG, right? It was like week 10, and y'all was saying DG was our best rusher, right? Right?
He was the best edge before he got hurt, yes.
Yeah, okay, meaning ass, that's week 10, right? So where was Sweat at? So where was the other people at? That's all I was talking about. They wasn't around. It was DG, our best boy. And then I just said right now, Booker was making noise. He was out there making plays. He was out there doing stuff. And then also Ojomo was out there doing stuff. So where was Williams
so
at?
So Ojomo was out there doing stuff. I want you
how many
sacks do you think Ojomo had this year?
Yeah, pressures. Pressures is good.
How many sacks do you think he had?
Pressures are good.
How many sacks do you think
it
he had?
It don't matter about sacks. Oh, pressures okay. are good.
Okay. Wait, did you say what did Milton Williams do?
No, Milton Williams was good too, but I'm just saying they all was playing a part. We still got two of them.
Was Slay good?
We still got a draft.
Was Slay good?
Slay was good too.
Was CJ GJ good? Was CJ GJ good? Was CJ GJ good?
Yeah, CJ GJ was good too. Yes, we do.
Okay, now they're gone.
But at the end of the day, we still got young people.
No, we have players, but that doesn't mean they'll be as good as the other players,
too. Y'all got to wait to see it. I don't got to wait to see it. I know what we got.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. You solved it. On to the next thing.
Man, listen, I know what we got. And then on offense, listen, only missing Becton. Come on, man.
Oh, like, yeah. Not that good. Not that good. You're right.
Come on, no, Becton is good. But we still got young people. And we got the boy Keegan.
Oh,
he's a dog. The boy from Michigan, he was a leader over there, a captain. He was a dog over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got 1 year under Stoutland, and he might get better. And he was over there having a ball at a parade. Yeah.
I know.
So at the end of the day, he a dog already, and he's going to go on the culture. So come on, Spike. Just embrace the Eagles. Still going to be okay, buddy.
Okay, T. Give us a 90s icon.
Martin Lawrence, baby.
That's a good one. Nice.
First good point he made.
Marty Marr.
Guy was doing the, Mike Lombardi used to say the diner menu with players.
Oh, yeah.
When you just start listing players instead of one that you know is good, you just list 10 of them. That is what he just did. He just said the names of the players on the roster. I know all those players.
Well, the Lewis Cine, whatever guy.
Yeah.
Like, we need to relax a little bit. I mean, I would rather play Sidney Brown. He was the DFA'd at the end. Picked him up off waivers.
Listen, that's the one thing this team, Howie, and all these guys will get is sort of that benefit of the doubt because it worked a year ago.
Yeah.
So even I've used the whole, you know, when I guess we signed a couple players and it was like, well, who is this guy? This guy's a bum. I'm like, well, everybody thought Zach Bond was nobody also when we signed him.
For sure.
So I get that, but that's not going to – the reason why it was such a rarity and it was so great is because it doesn't happen very often.
Not usually.
Doesn't mean every player you sign is going to turn out to be that good of a player.
Mm-hmm. I hope they're all
you
great.
You hope you hit on one or two of those guys, but it's the reason why they keep signing different guys because they don't know which guy is going to hit.
And I hope Keelan Ringo's awesome.
Right.
I truly do. I hope Keelan Ringo's awesome. I hope Sidney Brown's awesome. I hope Jomo steps up. I hope Jalix Hunt is way ahead of the curve.
I'd say all these ends, Ojulari,
yep.
Jalix Hunt, Uche, Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff. Like, they're all very similarly built.
Mm-hmm.
These are truly outside edge rushers.
Yes. The outside edge.
250 pounds, 255 pounds.
Charles Haley reminds me of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I had to look at this kid. This kid's got a lot of sacks.
Ojulari.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm way more impressed with his numbers than I'm. Still looks like a third down sort of specialist.
But he was good with the Giants. He was a good player. I thought he was a good player.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's a bulldog.
There you go.
He went to Georgia too?
Yeah. Look, if you go with what works.
Yeah, this is why every Eagles fan is saying we're going to get more Georgia players. That's all we're doing.
That's
is
all
just
we
grabbing
do is get
Georgia,
Georgia
players.
Players.
Yes.
So coming up next, Elliott Shore Parks helps us.
I didn't even realize he went to Georgia.
Wait till he takes Starks in the draft. How much you want to bet?
Might as well, yes.
Elliott joins us next to break down the signing and his new renewed candidacy for Eagles Insider of the Year. It's very exciting.
Way to go, E!
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.